had a thing on a barrel that you would turn to get the liquid out of the barrel. What would that be, a spigot or a faucet or?
Well, yes. You mean like we'd get vinegar.
Yeah.
We get vinegar in a barrel, or get molasses in a barrel, and we'd it would have a bung, we called it, and Daddy had some kind of method. You had to hit it some way, and finally that bung would come out, and then he'd put this. What you call it in there, and set it up, and just let it sit there, and then we'd have a gallon, a quart, or so on, measured out, and they'd bring the bottle, or what the jug, or what they put it in. They didn't have the restrictions now. They put in a can, anything they'd bring. Oh, maybe we would furnish, sell them a can or something like that. And then we got cider. I remember I've sold them many, and then had glasses there and would sell them drinks. And I don't think sanitation was exactly.
Didn't worry about it.
Do we worry too much about sanitation? I don't know where sanitation was back in those days, but I never heard much about it.
Well, I wonder if you describe how you would meet a girl and how you would ask her, indicate that you were interested in her, and would you just sort of carry it along to marriage?
You kidding? He talking about my private life now.
Well, it's been a long time ago.
I don't live as you all live. He wouldn't know how. Made love to a girl. I said, I don't want you to hear this.
I don't know how to do that. You don't understand it.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing so bad?
He asked me how we made love to a girl. I said, I don't want you to hear this.
Is that thing a running?
Well, I said, now listen, you getting into my private life now. He's Watergating me.
Well, anyway.
He said that this was a very...
You ask her.
Very straight-laced. And,
that was turned off, I'd tell him the story.
We better close that, Edmund.
Yes, well, I said if that was turned off, I could tell him the story, but I didn't...
See.
Well, I tell you,
that's very moralistic.
I think that's more or less an individualistic method. I don't believe any two people have the same.
Now, I wondered how you met a girl, or how, you know, when you were a boy, how did you indicate to a girl that you were interested in taking her out?
Now, that's your young boyhood.
Well, I tell you, I'll give you this one.
All right.
There's out at Clear Creek Church, there was a young beauty came there one Sunday to the church. And she had heard about me, and I had heard about her. And